beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
We're gonna have a special guest.
Special guest.
So get out the broom, sweep the place clean, and dust off the mat so the welcome can be seen.
Can the barboogie, can the barboogie eight bites to the bar?
Take your milk away,
stand-da-da, stand-da-da.
Take your milk away,
stand-da-da, stand-da-da.
Take a bite,
stand-da-da, stand-da-da.
Take a big bite,
stand-da-da, stand-da-da.
Take a big big bite,
stand-da-da. Can the barboogie, can the barboogie eight bites to the bar?
Oh yeah, hey everybody. Good evening and welcome to the August 11th, 2011 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo and I have a special show for you tonight because I have a special guest and here he is to my right, to your left if you're watching on TV. Welcome to the show, Mr. Angelo Pompeo.
In living color, right?
In living color, yes. It certainly is, yes. Yeah. we have a special kind of show tonight, right? You have a selection of songs that that people have figured out after.
Remember we started it off with flowers and then we had kisses?
Yeah, a while back, yeah.
And then tonight is a special, very appetizing.
Appetizing, you say? Yeah. What we open up with? Candy boogie? This is an appetizer?
Yes, candy bar, a lot of sugar, a lot of sweets and everything. The parakeets.
Uh-huh.
From Washington. Not to be confused with our Newark parakeets.
No.
Yeah.
Now, this record was recorded pretty early, huh?
Oh, yeah, in the 50s, around 55.
Yeah.
And
but it didn't come out till when?
Oh, 1973.
On that Roadhouse record label from Washington, D.C., right?
Exacto.
Yes.
Mundo.
All right, so we heard the parakeets with Candy Bar Boogie. Roadhouse Records, number 1005. I had that memorized. No, you wrote it down here on the list. I can see that. 1973. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Angelo Pompeo is one of the I want to say oldest, one of the earliest guests that was ever on this show when Bill Swank was here. Angelo was one of the guests for several times, too.
Enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, and by the way, we always, seriously, always enjoy having you here.
Thank you.
And he was here with me several times, too. And this is, we're going to do, all right, let's see, what do we have up next? What do you have up, what do you want to talk about?
I'd like to dedicate this to my cousin Joe. These are the Five Red Caps. It was recorded in Hollywood in 1951. We always used to fool around when we used to be at Grandma's and when we're eating, and I always used to say, "Cheat yet, Joe? Cheat yet?" And that's the title. Did you eat yet, Joe?
Between two slices of bread.
Cheat yet, Joe?
What a suggestion.
Cheat yet, Joe?
Wonderful question.
Cheat yet, Joe?
Got indigestion.
Well, I had a little snack about an hour ago.
Cheat yet, Joe?
Appetite's rising.
Tis a treat yet, Joe?
Looks appetizing.
Tis a treat yet, Joe?
Ain't it surprising?
Well, I'd love a bowl of chili at a vaudeville show. You should have some ribs and black-eyed peas with the ham and chicken. Add some cheese on the onions. Pour some ketchup, please.
Between two slices of bread.
Cheat Joe.
I'm feeling great now.
Cheat Joe.
Not gonna wait now.
Cheat Joe.
It's getting late now.
Can't get by on apple pie, you gotta eat Joe.
Hey, Joseph, let's eat.
Mm-mm, I ain't got time.
Say it, man, but I'm giving the treat.
Great, cause I ain't got a dime.
Well, call the waitress over there. I think her name is Sue.
Yeah, but all they got here is barbecue.
Well, how about pork chops, potatoes, and peas?
And with a side dish of roast for cheese.
Man, I know just the place, and it ain't too far.
Oh, well, come on, man. What you waiting for?
Cheat yet, Joe.
What a suggestion.
Cheat yet, Joe.
Wonderful question.
Cheat yet, Joe.
Got indigestion. I had a little snack about an hour ago.
Cheat fat, Joe.
Appetite's rising.
Tis a meat fat, Joe.
Looks appetizing.
Tis a treat fat, Joe.
Ain't it surprising? Love a bowl of chili at the vaudeville show.
You should have some ribs and
black-eyed peas
with the ham and chicken.
Add some cheese
on the onions. Pour some
ketchup, please.
Between two slices of bread.
Cheat yet, Joe.
I'm feeling great now.
Cheat yet, Joe.
Not gonna wait now.
Cheat yet, Joe.
It's getting late now.
Can't get by on apple pie. You gotta eat Joe.
Let us know how you feel. Let's go get a meal.
Well, you got to have your vitamin A.
No, you're gonna eat today.
Well, if you're ever down on the avenue, looking for a little bit of something to do, down around the corner on Fifth and Main, look out. You see a great big sign saying, Millie cooks the best of chili. Millie cooks the best of chili. Millie cooks the best of chili. Well, Sister Millie Chili is her name. She cooked them on the wall, in the hall, every little place that the insects crawl. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Oh, baby. Now in walked the cat doing the mambo. Ordered him a bowl of the same. Ate some of Millie's chili, and now he don't mumble the same. Hey! Well, if you ever down on the avenue, looking for a little bit of something to do, step around the corner and feel the man look up. You see a great big sign saying on the wall, in the hall,
Every little place that the end says no.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby,
baby. Millie cooks the best of chili
beans.
Millie cooks the best of chili.
Chili sauce.
Millie cooks the best of chili.
Oregano.
Millie cooks the best of chili.
Burger meat.
Millie cooks the best of chili. Call Sister Millie Chili. Is her name.
Baby.
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 Wow, you know, I'm beginning to work up an appetite here. You know,
appetizing, ain't it?
It's very appetizing. I think I see a sort of a trend going on here.
Yeah, well, agita.
Yeah, agita, yes. I took my metformin tonight, so I don't have to worry about any reactions to the sugar.
I told you to take your Bryowski.
You did, you did. I'll take that. I saved it till the end of the show. Tell us what we heard, D'Angelo Pompeo.
Sal Foster in the audios, they recorded four songs for Johnny Otis's Dig archives. And initially, all the songs started out on the Ultra label, and then he wanted to get hip, so
yeah.
Came out with Dig. And four songs, two of them were released, and Millie's Chili's was in the can, and it came out on one of those Dig compiles. Get it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we started it off with Steve Gibson and the Redcaps, recorded in Hollywood, 1951, February 1st, RCA.
You know, I know you tried to slip that by us about the Millie's Chili was in the can, but, you know, I guess the can opener worked to get that out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so self-fostering in the audio. You know, Johnny Otis, you cannot over... estimate his importance in the rhythm and blues area, from the 40s big band stuff onto rhythm and blues, and yes. And even that 60s stuff, and his son Shuggy Otis, what a great guitarist, a really a very, very important man out there in California. He does get a lot of credit for it, but I just want to point that out too. Great, yeah. Great guy too. I met him once actually in at a show one time. Nice guy.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, very well, you're right. And now, something tells me that we're going to do some more food songs coming up here.
Oh, we're going to go shopping for groceries.
We're going to go shopping now? What's up?
Yep. We're going to go to California again with a group called the Dukes, made up of Leon Hughes and Bobby Nunn. If Bobby Nunn sounds familiar, Leon Hughes also came from the Coasters.
Yeah.
And Leon Hughes also sang with the Hollywood Flames. And the Lamplighters, so...
And Bobby Newman was one of the Robins, too.
There you go.
Yeah. You ready for this?
Kick it in.
Dude, groceries, sir.
Walking down the street just the other day, stopped at the grocery store just across the way. I said, kind sir, won't you give me some of these?
Some of what, son?
Neck bones, please. Neck bones,
29 cents a pound.
Neck bones,
29 cents a pound.
Neck bones. Sure gonna get some more. Started moving down the counter toward the end. I saw him pointed something at me, get a grin. I said, kind sir, won't you give me some of these?
Some of what, boy?
Short ribs, please. Short ribs.
Do I mind them?
Short ribs.
Do I mind them?
Short ribs.
Do I mind them?
And I'm sure gonna get some more.
Boy,
turnip greens.
Turnip greens,
10 cents a pound, boy.
Turnip greens,
10 cents a pound, boy.
Turnip greens,
10 cents a pound, boy.
And I'm sure gonna get some more. I walked on home and I went through the door. I saw Pop standing in the middle of the floor. I said, look, Pop, what I got from the store.
Well, what you got, boy?
Grocery, sir.
Neck bones,
29 cents a pound.
Short ribs,
you are like them.
And I'm sure gonna get some more. Do I like them?
Yeah.
Do I like them?
Oh.
Do I like them? And I'm sure gonna get some more.
pork chops and gravy. Dish it out to Ink Spot.
Oh, goody. Yeah, I want some pork chops and gravy. Pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop and jelly with some cornbread. Pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop and jelly with some cornbread. Ooh. Fried chicken and lima beans, baby, that will do. Yeah. If you get a pork chop jolly, you'll be in the groove. Yeah. Pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop jolly with some cornbread. Fried chicken in the bag. Candy yam. Leg of a lamb
in the bag.
I want a flatfoot mama with the frying pan. Bacon and beans
in the bag.
Chicken fricassee
in the bag.
Black eyed peas
in the bag.
I want a home cooking mama with the bell in the bag. Read it, read it, read it, baba doodle. Read it, read it, read it. Read it, 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 read. Bacon and beans
in the bag.
Collard greens
in the bag.
Turkey knees
in the bag.
I want the whole cookie mama with the frying pan.
Jockey is a little unusual for me.
That's not the one I wanted to play, but that's okay. It says this disc jockey is a little unusual for me. They're usually referring to me when they talk about it. Anyway, my very special guest, Angelo Pompeo, here tonight on the Big Beat Show. Angelo, I think we have an 18-course dinner here tonight.
Told you.
And we're just plodding right, not plodding, we're just chewing right through it. I guess that's the word.
Yeah.
And enjoying it. Very appetizing. What did we just hear?
We heard pork chops and gravy from 1939. If you noticed the crowd reaction, that was live, and it was introduced by Bing Crosby. And this song, the flip side on it, is Brown Girl, which later became Bad Boy.
Yep.
And it was the song just before the big one. This was 1938, and in 1939, If I Didn't Care,
really?
Come out, the next song.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, this is all their scat and everything,
yeah.
And then boom, ballads.
Now, we just heard a live version of it, but it did come out on regular issued without that introduction and stuff on Decca, I guess.
Yep.
Right? Yeah,
Decca,
okay.
2044-1938.
You can't go wrong with the Ink, especially those early Ink Spot songs.
Wonderful.
They really are great. And Bing, and Der Bingle was there to introduce it. That's very nice.
There's one CD that takes care of everything on RCA all the way up till If I Didn't Care. There's one CD out there.
There is.
Yes, it's about 14 songs. Tremendous.
But I have a lot of Ink Spot CDs. I'm going to have to go check and see if I have. I don't even know if I have that one.
And before that, we heard Grocery Sir by the Dukes on Flip. And that was a component part of the Coasters there with Leon Hughes and Mr. Bobby Nunn.
Now, Angelo, you've been on this show before. I want you to just review a little bit for some of the listeners. Tell us, you've been a collector since you were in high school, I guess, right?
1956.
1956. That's a year before I started collecting. Actually, I started in 57. What influenced you before 1956? I mean, were you listening to music at home, on the radio, or on records? What got you into any kind of music, for example, you know?
Well, my dad used to pick up records here and there, and included in the pickups was Crying in the Chapel.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tony Bennett and the Gaylords.
Sure.
And the Hilltoppers.
Yeah.
All the Paisan songs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I had a lot of that in my house, too.
Yeah.
Some Joni James and Frankie Lane, of course. I love Frankie Lane. And so you listened to those things, I guess, when you were in elementary school, right?
Yeah.
And then as rock and roll came around?
55, 56.
Yeah. And you listened?
The first one I bought was Why Do Fools Fall in Love.
Yeah.
So that was 56.
I think I've heard that one. I think I know that song. Yeah. Yeah, that was 56. Boy, that had some impact, didn't it, on those kids?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really did. And now, how about now? You still collect some records if they come your way, and CDs?
Not too much vinyl.
Yeah.
No, it's all CDs.
Uh-huh.
I put it into my computer, and I'm carrying around 16,000 songs in my iPod.
Yeah, well, I know that tonight's show will unburden you of several pounds of food anyway, and this is all natural, right? All this stuff is all natural, organic, everything about it?
Pre-Vietnam, no... artificial ingredients.
Okay.
It's all natural.
Yeah, right, great. Mm. All right, so we just heard Pork Chops and Gravy by the Ink Spots. Now we go back to another one of those early groups, and again, one of my favorites. I play them here once in a while on the show. What do we have up next, Angela?
Columbia, 1950. A group called the Big Three Trio, and they recorded on Columbia as well as OK. And... this one is called Appetite Blues.
Willie Dixon's first group.
Wonderful Willie Dixon,
yes,
who wrote a number of songs for...
a lot of those blues. He wrote a lot of blues.
Muddy
people.
Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter for Chess, and he wrote also for The Crest, too. You know?
He did?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it. Appetite Blues, is that what it's called?
Manja.
Here it is.
I got from a China man. Mugu. get in your host in a frying pan. Make a wish and take a dish of a moo goo ga ha ha pan. A moo goo ga ha ha pan. Listen to me very carefully. It's really plain as ABC. Like a voodoo magic charm, you never get no false alarm. Who met you? Chinese too. Part of the plan. Take a seat and you need to do that man. A moo goo, a god man. Recipe I got from a China man. Moo goo, a god man. Cook it in your old tin frying pan.
Listening to the Big Beat Show. My name is Angelo Pompeo. I'm the guest DJ of Lou Wild this week. And we just heard Moo Goo Guy Pan by the Rays, the Brooklyn Rays. And yep. That's Hal Miller and the Rays, of course, from 1955, their first record on Chess. And before that, we heard Appetite Blues by the Big Three. Trio with Willie Dixon, who recorded for Bullet, Columbia, OK, from 1950 to 52, and he wrote songs for Chess, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf.
Yep. And he played on a lot of those too, I think. Yeah, he did.
And we're going to jump into.
Wait, before we do it, I just want one comment about the last record, the Moo Goo Guy Pan record.
Mm-hmm.
I play that at home every once in a while, but for some reason, an hour later, I want to play it again. I don't understand why, but it just works that way for me. But go ahead.
It just doesn't fulfill you, huh?
No, it just
doesn't fill you up.
Sometimes, but then an hour later, I feel like playing it again. I don't know. What do we have up next, though?
Maybe you should eat beans and greens.
All right.
By the Nuketones, well, with Joe Green on lead out of Compton, California, on the Combo label. That's the flip of At Midnight, 1957.
Beans and Greens.
Beans and greens is all it seems when you take me out. Beans and greens is all it seems, no matter how I chop. Now if you want to be my baby,
I gotta buy me things I don't need, baby.
Beans and greens is all it seems when you take me out. Now I'm not tickled of what I ate, but the doctor said my diet required, baby, just a little more meat. Beans and greens is all it seems when you take me out. Well, now you took me out to a fine cafe. You didn't ask for dinner or drink. All I had was water, so you still order. And that was beans and greens. Hey! Beans and greens is all it seems when you take me out. Yeah.
Oh,
spinning records is extremely peaceful.
Express tea, a foodle root to scooty with the vitamin B. Okay, harmony and sassafras tea. That's what's cooking for my baby and me. Okay, harmony and sassafras tea. A kettle of foodie vittles from the griddle to me. Okay, harmony and sassafras tea. That's what's cooking for my baby and me. Pass me a glass of that sassafras. Give me the harmony right off the stick. Quick, shoot me the voot from that good old root. We're off on a southern fried kick. Hope cake, harmony and sassafras tea. A foodle of root to scooty with the vitamin B. Hope cake, harmony and sassafras tea. That's what's cooking for my baby and me. Put on the skillet and put on the pot. We'll have a whole cake nice and hot. The skillet's hot, the tea's in the pot. Whole cake and sassafras is what we got.
Sassafras tea.
You mean the foodle root to scooty with the vitamin B. Okay, harmony and sassafras tea. That's what's cooking for my baby and me.
Thank you very much for that sassafras tea. That's really very
calming,
nice.
Huh?
Very calming, very nice. And by the way, the truth
don't
is...
Don't fall asleep.
I'm not going to fall asleep. You should not make sassafras tea from the leaves of a sassafras tree. This is true. That causes cancer. But from the roots, that's where... I know this is the truth. From the roots only. Thank you very much. And now, tell us about that. Hoe cake, hominy, and sassafras tea.
John Jordan, what a voice.
Yeah.
The Four Vagabonds on Apollo.
Yep.
November 13th, 1946, that was the flip of Kentucky Babe. And before that, we had Beans and Greens by Joe Green and the Newtones on the Combo label from 1957.
Four Vagabonds were from St. Louis, is that right? St. Louis?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so. And they got to the New York, the great Apollo label. Boy, what an incredible label that was. And early 1946.
Yes.
And the Newtones. All right, let's do some. I feel like having some chicken now. What, you got any chicken up? Cooking? I smell chicken cooking. What is that? What do you got?
Well, we're going to have some chicken blues.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
With Bill Brown, that familiar voice that did 60 Minute Man for the Dominoes.
Yeah.
Yep, this is their first record on Federal, 1950. Bon appetit.
Chicken, leave that hen alone. Well, if you don't like chicken, leave that hen alone. She'll give you so much chicken, you cannot do a thing but mourn. You're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. Well, you're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. If you mess around with her, she surely will clip your wing. She may be shaking with your coffee.
shaking with your wine.
Yeah.
Shaking, shaking, shaking till you lose your mind. And you don't like shaking. If that man long, long. She'll give you so much shaking you cannot do a thing but moan. You holler. Chicken,
chicken, hear it from Billy.
Stew chicken,
chicken, hear it from
afternoon.
Do chicken, 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 eat the harvest moon.
Well, if you don't like chicken, eat that hen along. She'll give you so much chicken, you cannot do a thing but moan.
Chicken.
But moan.
Chicken.
But moan.
Chicken.
Yourself a real gone snack. For an extra buck, man, oh, you can rack them back on the red hot French fries
and chili mac.
So eating in a joint and comes the cat. To rest to a T and sharp as a tack. Don't be surprised if you hear him holler jack. Red hot French fries
and chili mac.
I took my vacation in the Southwest West PA. Had to catch a plane right back.
Went all over town, looked at everything.
But I couldn't find my red hearts
and chili mac. For when my girl said she wants to eat, she talks about a chicken shack.
I said, I wake up swell, we can't go there. I want a red hot French fries
and chili mac. Oh, when I'm on the line, I'm riding on the diner.
Just before I hit the sack, oh, the Lord above, send me what I love. Red hot French fries and chili mac. Down on the Gulf of Mexico, where all the senoritas and the cool cats go. You can bet your life they've got to come back for those red hot French fries
and chili mac.
Young or old, or rich or poor, folks who have a lot of jack.
They forget their high class, come right down to my class.
For those red hot French fries
and chili mac. Why, oh,
from a movie, but any kind of movie, carousing in my Cadillac. This ain't no crap, it's a natural fact. I gotta have my snack, or I blow my stack. For red hot French fries
and chili mac.
Ooh.
Red hot French fries and chili mac.
Ooh.
Red hot French fries and chili mac.
Oh, yeah, we did the circuit in Chicago, huh? With the loop.
The loop, yeah.
That's right. We're looking for some red hot French fries and chili mac. Tell us about that, Angelo.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I was hoping I could hear more definitively Sally McElroy, but most likely he's on top.
Yep.
It's really fantastic to investigate all these songs. It's a learning experience.
Yes, it is.
And on YouTube, you can see the label United 1955, and on the bottom, right underneath the title, is Ralph Vernon, lead singer.
That's
on
right.
it. Of course, the flip Over the Rainbow is the best Over the Rainbow that I would say.
There's none better. I'll put it that way. It's as good as any Over the Rainbow. I agree with you there.
And then prior to that, we had some chicken soup called
yes.
the Chicken Blues.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good
the
too.
Domino's with Bill Brown.
I spilled some on my shirt. I'm going to get a napkin.
Paul, you got anything for him?
Oh, yeah, Paul's here. Let's not welcome Paul to the show. Go ahead, Angelo. Tell
yeah,
us about
my buddy Paul Kaminsky
yeah.
from Raritan Township comes here, and he's my bodyguard here.
Mm-hmm.
Takes care of business.
Hi, Paul.
We're going to slow things down a little bit, unless you have something to say. Well,
no, I'm too full to talk.
Well, this group is out of Boston, and they were formerly known as the Five Stars of Love, because the piano guy, the arranger, he wrote for the Love Notes, being that they come from Boston, and he said, we're going to change the name of the group because they had a song called Star of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the guy that sang it on Epic? Roy Hamilton.
He did?
Yes, he sang it. And so this guy was so full of himself, he changed their names to the Five Stars of Love after the song he wrote.
Wow.
And then after they got rid of him, they went to the sophomores because it's more continuing, like the four freshmen,
right.
the seniors,
yep.
the...
Danny and the juniors.
Danny and juniors.
Sure. And the graduates, not to forget the graduates.
So it's the four preps. And,
yeah. So what's it, the title of this is what? I'm going to go right into it.
I left my sugar standing in the rain. It's a slow side, so enjoy it.
Pitty pat, sugar. Pitty pat, sugar. Pitty pat, sugar. Pitty pat, sugar. 'Cause I left my sugar standing in the rain. And my sugar melted away. Sweeter than the sugar from a sugar cane. Didn't mean to treat her that way. I guess my sweetie thought I was a low-down kind. Didn't realize that she was so refined. 'Cause I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away. My sweetie thought I was a low-down kind. Didn't realize that she was so refined. 'Cause I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sweetie melted away. Sugar,
pity-pity-pat.
Sugar,
sugar,
the vegetarian said to the pretty little maid, I can't meet you at all today. But I'll keep a rendezvous in a garden built for two, for I have loads of lovely things that I must say.
You, my sweet potato. But I'll cauliflower, dear. So let us see the parsnip and squash this thing right here. I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I will place it. You've been so nice to me. And if my rival turnip I artichoke him dead, I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead. So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near. We'll have that parsnip, tomatoes, and a radish church right here.
You my sweet potato, but I guess a cauliflower dear. So let us see the parsnip and squash this thing right here.
I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I would place it. You've been so nice to me.
And if my rival turn up, I artichoke him dead.
I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead.
So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage
beer. We'll have that parsnip tomatoes
in a radish church right here.
Angelo, tell us what we just heard. We got to do it quick because we don't have too much time.
A little vegetable song by the Four Blues on Apollo from 49.
Yeah.
This was a great reaction song the other night.
Wait, before you get into that, also I played I Left My Sugar in the Rain, right?
Oh, yeah, the sophomores.
Right, I couldn't put my sugar out there because my sugar is so refined, she wouldn't go out there. We can't talk about the PL Lounge. I'll talk about that a little more next week.
Cool.
Well, tell us what's up next. Cool as a Cucumber?
Yes, Fortune, Jack and Devorah Brown, 1956.
By Chet Oliver, right?
Chet Oliver with the Joe Weaver Band.
Here it is.
I know a chick who's sweet. She's a hot number, but she's all rich. She's cool as a cucumber. I love that chick 'cause she's so cool and fine. When winter is gone, summer rolls around. No matter how she moves, she never turns her dapper down. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as cherry wine. I love that chick 'cause she's so cool and fine. When it's laying in the shade, the wind sees the blow. A temperature runs about 40 below. She's cool as a cucumber. She's so cool and fine. She's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine. Oh, she's so cool and fine. I love that chick 'cause she's so cool and fine. Got eyes like potato, mouth like tomato. You can plan her now, but you gotta dig her later. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as cherry wine. I love that chick 'cause she's so cool and fine. Yeah, 'cause she's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine. Oh, she's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine. I love that chick.
I'm here again, just before you and your jury men. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now, I know she's my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time. She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine.
Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Children over here, let them speak for themselves. Please hear what they have to say. Now gather around here, children, and tell the judge what you made. Go ahead and tell him what your mammy give you each and every single day.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me bean, bean, bean. Now I work and I give my wife every cent, just to buy the food and pay house rent. But her ways, it filled me with a discontent, so I thought it was best that I leave her. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you?
Beans, beans,
beans in the morning.
Beans, beans, beans.
That's what she give me.
Beans, beans,
beans for supper.
Beans, beans, beans.
She's a fool.
Beans, beans, beans.
I'm cutting out.
Beans, no more beans.
You know, I think I gained about 8 or maybe 10 pounds during this show, so thanks, Angela.
Paul, do you have any diuretics for her?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Tell us what we heard. We got to get out of here. We have time for one more.
Oh, The Shadows on Sitting In with the Shadows, 1951, a little bean there.
Yep.
And prior to that, we heard Cool as a Cucumber by Jed Oliver with the Joe Weaver Band on Fortune from 1956.
Oh, yeah. Cucumbers are great this kind of time of year, aren't they? Yeah. Hey, listen, Angelo Pompeo, I want to thank you very much for being a guest here. It's always fun having you here. You're such a nice guy.
I hope you had your fill.
I certainly did. I certainly did. I'm going to go out for dessert now. We'll have like a couple of sundaes, and we'll be doing that. So thanks very much for being here, Angelo. Hope to have you back again, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're working on a parlay here, I guess.
Okay. To tell us what the last one is, and we'll say goodnight.
We're going to go to Chicago once again. VJ Label, 1955. The Rhythm Aces, That's My Sugar.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Angelo, and thanks, everyone, for listening. May harmony be with you. Until next time, and good night.
So sweet that when you meet, your heart will skip 10 beats. That's my sugar.